sailing along the coast of one's native land was a new way of reading history, a detached way, so that instead of being embroiled in it, one looked on. Here, the castle itself, there, the ruin, yonder, the parish church, and everywhere, the croft houses. More than the sailor's landfall was as clear in outline as the path before it. The long, low sweep of the land rose and fell. One saw its beginning and its end, the ultimate horizon line of moor, the near gully that fell into the sea.